Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. This week I have Peter and Davis on the podcast.
What's up?
They're so excited to be here. I can't tell them to their face, but they're like kind of cool, and they said that they have wisdom. So we're going to talk to them today about whatever they want to talk about. So do you want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Peter Shepherd. I play basketball. I go to school with Briley. I'm in the Singers with Briley. And, yep, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm Davis Bowles. I also play basketball at Lenore City High School, and I'm in Singers with Briley as well. Don't know Briley too well, but got introduced to her when she moved to Lenore City, so yeah. Excited to be here.
Yes. How did you two meet? I have to know. Because you two are pretty close.
You want to tell it or me?
It was like seventh grade. Peter had just moved here from Idaho. Mm. And Peter was more rambunctious than he is now. but we had band class together. So we like to goof off in band a little bit and got close there. The first time we met was...
First time I invited him over to a UT Lady Vols game.
Okay.
And he just got his wisdom teeth out. Yeah. So
chubby cheeks. And
It was definitely a dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've just been friends ever since.
After that, we've hung out.
Yeah, ever since.
Yeah.
Ever since.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Who wants to go first? I want to hear your all stories.
I go first. What do you want to hear?
Like, okay, you said you moved from Idaho,
yeah, okay,
right?
So
what is that? Why did you move?
So I moved. I used to live in Idaho. I was born here in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then I moved down to Idaho. I guess my dad's parents were down there, so we moved down there. We're down there for like 12, 13 years. Mm-hmm. And then we were supposed to come back for a summer and then to Tennessee. And then my parents ended up divorcing, so we ended up staying here. And ever since then, I've just been in Tennessee. I went to North with Davis. And then now I'm in North City High School.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
You?
I mean, I've lived in Tennessee all my life. Mm-hmm. Born in Knoxville, grew up in Loudoun. I've went to Philadelphia when I was little. Then I moved to Stickey, mm-hmm. Then back to Philadelphia, and then to Eaton Elementary. And then I went to North Middle School and then Loudoun High School for a year. Now Lenore City High School. So yeah. My mom's a teacher, so she moved around a lot and got to be a part of that. So.
That's cool. So how long have you gone to church together? Because you've sort of been at the same church for the last few years, right?
A little bit.
We don't really go together.
Yeah.
We go to Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. First Baptist in Lenore City.
Yeah. We kind of go our own ways on Sundays.
But. Yeah. That's cool. So you can go ahead and start. Do you want to tell me your testimony and how you came to know Jesus?
Yes.
That's
so,
obviously a big part of your all's lives.
Yeah. So back to Idaho, I grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. My dad was a worship leader. And some things happened with that church, and we stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of hopping around. And then, like I said, my parents got divorced, so we moved down here. So it was really hard to... Things that happened in the other church, it was hard to get back into a church and kind of trust. And so we hopped around. I didn't understand who God was. It was kind of like a checklist for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go to church and it's, you're good. And then my mom found, and I was very stubborn. Like, I didn't want to go to church. Like, I don't want to meet new people, like, at school. Like, I wanted to be homeschooled. Mm-hmm. And my mom put me in public school, put me in North. Seventh grade year, that's when I met Davis. And then after that, we went to North Star, and it really opened me up, and I could really understand. Like, it takes a lot for me to understand and, like, kind of sit there and listen. And so Scott Cagle was kind of a very powerful preacher, and I really liked the way he preached. But that didn't really begin. I tried out, I guess my testimony would be, I tried out for the basketball team in seventh grade and eighth grade, and I didn't make it either time. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my eighth grade year was definitely a tough year for me because I wasn't in the right mind. Like, I was an idiot. Not as big as, like, I'm kind of chilled out now, but if you would have known me back then, you would have been like, holy crap. And I was in trouble every day, and I kind of got in trouble, and I wasn't able to try out. Mm-hmm. And after that, I went through a stage where I was like kind of like bullied a little bit because I was overweight, and I just got made fun of for, I asked to be a manager on the team, and I got made fun of for that also. So I kind of put on a mask at school, like acting like I didn't care. Mm-hmm. And then one day my mom came in my room and I was like breaking down crying because I didn't make the team.
Yeah.
And she told me one verse that kind of like stuck with me. It was James 1:12, and it was like, a man who endures trials is blessed. And after that, it made me just think like everything's for a purpose. And it made me start taking me to church more. And I saw people get baptized. I saw people, you know, lifting their hands and praising the Lord. And I've never felt something like overcome me like that. Mm-hmm. And like pull me toward it. And then, so I kind of just, like, I deleted social media, I deleted all this stuff, and just tried my best to build a relationship with God. And because I was always told that, like, without God, you're nothing.
Yeah.
And after that, like, I started cutting out, like, social media, and I started reading my Bible, and progress started showing. Like, I started, and then I kept working, I prayed, and finally my freshman year, I made the basketball team. Mm-hmm. And that kind of just, after that, it really built my trust with God, and really, I can't really explain it, but
it was like kind of eye opening.
Yeah. Eye opening, and just like everything, just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened, but like, I started really liking, like, reading the Bible and praying, and like, without that, like, I didn't feel good. Like, that's how I start my day. And if I don't have that, then
yeah,
it's just like an addiction now, you know, and a habit. And that's kind of where I started and where I am today. So,
yeah.
And then I started playing guitar and learning music, and
he's going to do Wickham, the shout Phil out. Wickham. Here he goes.
Phil Wickham, if you're watching,
Phil Wickham.
I've learned so many of your songs on guitar. So
Phil Wickham on the podcast.
Yeah. If you're watching,
stay tuned.
Yeah. So, big fan of your Christian music. I love Christian music.
Yeah. Why do you love worship? Which you both lead worship for a lot of different things, for FCA and different churches. Why do you guys love doing that?
It shows you that there's more than impressing people or impressing yourself. Mm-hmm. It's more about showing people who God really is with like the words and the way you worship. And
yeah,
that's what I've thought with it. Do you think anything different?
Yeah. I mean, worship for me is like the easiest way I connect with God.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's awesome to be standing on stage, yes, but also even to be in the audience for a like set of worship and really taking in, like, people are surrendering themselves to God in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, it's as vulnerable as praying or as vulnerable as weeping with someone. Like, it's a time of worship. It's you and God. It's nothing else. So I love that about that.
Yeah. How do you think, so like, this is a good question, like, for me too, but like with FCA, like, it's kind of awkward, if you can agree with that, with a whole group of people that is at school and not necessarily at church all the time. So how do you like keep that in your mind that it's for God and not for the people in the room?
I mean, it's tough to do sometimes because it's like, no one else is doing this. Like, it's just me. What are people going to think?
Yeah.
You kind of feel like all the eyes are on you, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I have to be that light for people. Mm-hmm. And which is cool. Like, it's a blessing that we're able to, you know, do FCA at school.
Yeah.
And like last year, you know, just the growth from 70 students, which mm-hmm. was a large group, to now like 225 last week. Like, that's amazing. Yeah. And it is really, our speaker last week, Peyton Adams, he told me, he was like, it's so cool because people are actually involved. Mm-hmm. And they're not just there goofing off or like not listening. like people are on the edge of their seats. Like they want to hear what we have going on. So it's an awesome opportunity. It's really cool to be a part of that.
Yeah. Like everyone's engaged. You can tell like, even if they don't know the song, they're paying attention to what's going on. Who's your favorite worship leader? I have to ask.
Phil Wickham.
Not you. Who's your favorite?
I like a lot of different stuff, honestly. Elevation Worship is probably one of my favorite, like, bands wise, and just because, like, in a lot of their songs, you know, they at the end they just kind of like freestyling, doing their thing, and
it's cool. I like the hype stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All their hype music. So, what has your testimony been like in your life?
For me, it's like I grew up in church, so I come from a Christian household.
Yeah,
my dad's always been a Sunday school teacher. My mom's family's always in church. She went to church with us a lot. So it really was easy for me. I was saved at a young age, like kindergarten. That's just all I knew, really. And then there was like things in my life that came that were like really hard, bad decisions that I made, stuff that was like easily addictive or like tempting. So those things were hard for me to, you know, stray away from and stay on that path with God. And I didn't. I chose those things. So I really felt disconnected from God in my early teen years. And that was hard. And it was hard to, like, it's easy to go to church. And it's easy to sit there. And it's easy to be like, yeah, I go to church. Like, yeah, I'm a Christian. I know who God is.
Like, but I have it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to live that out. And for a long time, growing up, like, everyone always told me, like, you're a leader, people look up to you, and it's like, okay, so I have to do this thing. Like, I have to go to church. I have to look like, you know, I've got it down. I know what I'm doing. But that wasn't the case. I was in, like, a really dark place, honestly.
Yeah.
My late middle school years, freshman year of high school, like, those were some hard times for me. And then really a big part of my Christian faith, honestly, has come from Young Life and those leaders in that. I love church and I love being a part of that, and I love the people who have invested their time into my life, but Young Life really opened my eyes. It spoke to me in a different way. Because it's like a stepping stone into faith with God, and that's what I needed at that time. It wasn't learning more about God, because I knew who he was, but I didn't really know who he was, if that makes sense. So that reintroduction really spoke to me. And then I guess it was last year, my parents got divorced. So that was, it was expected, but not. There were things going on that I was aware that that might be a possibility, but hearing that was hard, especially being, you know, so being able to understand it.
Yeah.
At a younger age, it's different.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, my parents aren't together anymore. But when you're older and you can understand why, that's hard.
Yeah. That's kind of hard too, because like you grew up like with them together all the time, you know?
And yeah, I mean, you see them together all the time. And then once you get older, like you can see these things like, okay, that's different. And this is different. And then finally it's like, okay, they're not together anymore. And that's, that was really hard on me, and it sent me back into a dark place. And I'm thankful for people like Peter and just my friends and friend groups to be there and lift me up in that. And I would say it's been about 2 years now that I like rededicated my life to Christ. And I had that conversation with one of my Young Life leaders. And he really has helped me on that path and helped me on that journey. It's not easy, and it's not an easy thing to be a teenager.
Yeah.
And to be a Christ follower and trying to show that.
Right.
But again, just thankful for like the friends that I have and the groups that I'm a part of. Like we do a Bible study every Tuesday morning, group of teenage guys, no adult. And it's like one of the best things that's, you know, been introduced to my life. And we've been doing it for like 4 weeks and it's new. But like, seriously, like it's vulnerable and it's good. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for people in my life who invest in me and people in my life who have godly spirits that have shown me that. So,
yeah. How have you all both like grown through trials, like as Christian high school guys? Because you guys are both like in all the popular groups and like, I mean, you really are like at the front of like, you're involved in everything at the school. So how does, like, because also that comes with a lot of peer pressure. So how do you deal with that?
How do we deal with, like, temptations,
like, peer, like, pressure? Peer pressure of things that are going on in the school that, like, seem like, I don't know, that seem like you would want to be a part of that. How do you stay firm in your faith?
I look back at, because I went through a dark time like you. I went through temptations. I went through, you know, hardships and really, really tough times. And I always look back at my old self and, like, that's where I was. Like, I look at our school now and I look back at my old self and I'm like, that didn't fulfill me at all.
No, it wasn't, like, worth it.
The way I am now will never be anywhere close to where I was. And then you look at people who do, like, who are in trouble and all this, and all you want to do is just really help. And, like, you never know what they're going through. And, like, they find things like temptations and addictions, and they find that's what their happiness is. But they have yet to find the true happiness of, like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what I found. That's what Davis has found. And that's just where, like, our school is, not just our school, but our world is very lost. And they just need someone to direct them the right path.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's like, it's not easy to, again, it's not easy to be a teenager and live a Christ-like life and have a, you know, Christian faith and try and show that. I think the biggest thing, though, especially in high school, is having that accountability, having those friends that are involved in church and stuff like that, and having adults in your life that are involved and stuff like that. Because you got to find those people. Even if your parents aren't, you know, maybe, like, I know all of our parents are Christians and involved in church, but, you know, for other people, like, it's a lot harder in that way, because you go home and you're seeing the same things you might see at school that you're trying to stay away from and stay, you know, firm in your faith and against. But really, it's just those, it's accountability, which is the biggest thing for me. Like, Peter is one of my biggest accountability partners. Like, we might not always talk about things, but it's like, I trust Peter and I trust his faith a lot. And I would ask myself, like, you know, like, would we be okay doing this? Or, like, what would happen, you know, if I did this? It's just, it's accountability. It's a lot of that. So,
yeah. What do you guys think is the hardest part about being, like, a high school guy with Jesus? Like, what do you think is the hardest thing about everyday life, trying to go to school, but also trying to balance being a Christian?
I think a lot of people, we're seniors now, and a lot of people look at seniors as kind of the mean people, the mean,
the ones that bully the freshmen.
The ones who bully, but, like, to be honest with you, like, I'm not trying to toot our own horn, but, like, our generation of seniors is probably,
it's probably one of the best
be, because, you know, like, you used to look at our basketball team, like, we don't hate anybody. We don't. Everyone, we're all a family. Like, no one's dissing anyone. We may joke around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's just what keeps me is just knowing you're a leader and trying to be one of the better leaders rather than one of the mean leaders who, and I guess things with, like, FCA and, you know, like, Fields of Faith coming up, you can really I don't know if I answered that question.
Yeah, you did.
But
because you guys are also, like, intentionally involved in a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of helps, like, having better leaders in all the different things, if that makes sense.
But, yeah, and kind of looking at it, like,
yeah,
we have parents who will kind of lead us in the direction, and, like, some people at the school or our world, I don't know, I keep referring to school, but they don't have anybody like that.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of, like, our job. And not just our job, but teachers' jobs, to step in and kind of guide them in the right way. And that's kind of my motivation, to just, and I can get mean sometimes, but that's just me.
Okay. I have to ask, since it's called Don't You Worry, do either of you guys, like, have you, either of you struggled with anxiety or worry or fear or anything in your life?
Yeah, big time, for sure. I'd say stress and anxiety is, like, one of my biggest flaws. Especially in my faith, like, because it's, you want to cast your worries upon God and let him take care of those. But it's hard because mm-hmm. it's like, you feel like you have to carry those burdens. You feel like you have to carry the weight of everything on your shoulders. And especially, like you said, being a leader in a lot of things, you feel like you have to carry that weight for people. Because even an FCA, as good as it is, it's not always easy. Like it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of stress. Another person in our chorus class, Naomi, I was talking to her last week. We were supposed to have that field to faith. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about how stressed out we were about it. And it was like, this is supposed to be like a Christ-centered fun event. And we're sitting here like losing our marbles over it. And we mm-hmm. can't focus on anything else because we're so obsessed over this thing. But, you know, it's definitely hard. But don't you worry, you know, got to cast our anxieties on the Lord. So.
Uh-huh. What about you? Do you have anything to add?
I worry all the time.
That's so funny to me because you guys like literally always look like you have it all together.
That's, I guess.
You do.
That's just where we kind of find the good things and everything. Mm-hmm. And like, if we're always worrying and always have our minds in the gutter and we don't have, like, you see us in singers. I don't think there's a day we don't sit there and make bird noises or something like that.
Stupid
in the back
jokes.
Of the class. And that kind of puts our mind away from the stress of school and the stress of mm-hmm. after school and sports and like for seniors like college. And like, we won't get this back. And that's kind of where we're just,
yeah.
Not that that's like, that's just us.
Sure. Like that's our sense of
that's our sense of getting along and all this stuff. And that's just where we find our joy.
Yeah.
And just, like I said, it takes our mind. Mm-hmm. And it's where we find our happiness, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Like, I know you can relate, Bradley, about the anxieties of, like, senior year.
Yeah.
Finding colleges, like, applying for colleges or figuring out what you're going to do with your life. Like, I know you don't have to have it all figured out right now, but it's, mm-hmm. you feel like you do.
Yeah.
Or you feel like you have to have somewhat of an idea.
Right.
And that's, causes a lot of anxiety and stress behind that. Mm-hmm. But
I don't have any of it figured out.
Yeah.
Do either of you know what you want to do after high school?
I know I'm enlisting in the military. I'm going to do the Air National Guard. And then go to, you know, hopefully UT and figure out, I don't know my major yet, but figure that out at some point. So
sports and stuff inspires me. So I want to get my major in kinesiology.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up going to like Pellissippi or T and kind of start from scratch, like start a high school. Like this mm-hmm. summer, I'm going to shadow some trainers at like UT in Chattanooga and just see what it's like and start my career in high school and kind of work my way up to college mm-hmm. and then hopefully into the pros because I love, but basically it's like athletic training and physical therapy, stuff like that. And I really find joy in doing that.
Yeah. Have you always wanted to do that or was that like a recent thing?
Well, I had a long-term love for, I always had believed that I would make the NBA.
Okay.
And that was kind of what I had my mindset on for a very long time. And then I guess I started watching videos of me playing basketball and I was like,
no,
I'm not making in the NBA.
I feel like every guy has said that at some point though.
Yeah.
They say I'm going to make the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
For sure.
Or NFL.
Or NFL.
But I was hard set on it.
Depending on what you like better.
I think I had that. I'm a senior now, obviously, but I've had that. I think I thought I was going to make the NBA till end of sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
It's not happening. No. I mean, you never know. Maybe.
You know, yeah.
Breakout year. Maybe, senior year.
Honestly.
You could be really good this year. Are you guys excited for basketball season?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I do like the waiting, kind of the feeling of waiting, because mm-hmm. like we don't get this back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, like this is like October kind of is where it's almost season, mm-hmm. but not so far away, and it's just I kind of like this feeling. But seasons, it's gonna go really fast.
Yeah. So okay, our podcast is now in 25 different countries. I don't know if you knew that, but. If you could tell one encouraging message to all of our listeners, what would it be?
Literally like the title of your podcast, mm-hmm. Don't You Worry. And just not only that, not only just not worrying, but not worrying and letting God take care of it. I mean, mm-hmm. be so confident in your faith.
Yeah.
Or if you don't know God yet, find God and be so confident in your faith
yeah.
that you don't even have to think about it. You're just like, man, this is really stressing me out. God, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 times out of 10, yes.
You kind of got to like put it in your mind and everything every day too. Like waking up and listening to worship music or praying yeah. or doing like a Bible study, like you guys said. Like that's kind of what has to... You have to like stay, one of our previous episodes, we talked about, we had to like stay disciplined in it because it's so mm-hmm. easy to get out of it and just break off into something differently. And then like, you can tell a difference, you know, in your life. Like you can tell a difference whether you're filling your life with Jesus or if you're filling it with
yeah.
things that are not going to matter, I guess. It's easier to stay less anxious if you're filling it with things that matter.
I would probably say, this may sound cliche, but like, don't give up.
Yeah.
Cause that can go a long way with like everything. It's like with your faith. Like mm-hmm. I go through times where like I'm sitting there praying and like, are you even listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you even answering me? And it's just kind of like a stop and think moment. Just like it takes time. And if God yeah. gave you everything you wanted, then like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
And then go with other things like sports and like relationships and families and just all, it's all going to work out. And just have faith and don't give up.
Yeah. Trust in the process.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the yeah. podcast today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week for next week's episode.